Okay, I'm here with Adam Warrock, and I just went to his concert at Modern Myths. It was really great, and I'm able to ask him a few questions. How's it going?
It's going good. I enjoy Northampton quite a bit, and Modern Myths is the greatest comic store in Northampton. Is that going to cause beef with anybody? he's shaking his head.
Mike, our frequent guest, is shaking. No, I'm going to agree with him. I'm going to talk about Modern Myths all the time. So I know that you've been asked this a lot, but why are you doing comic store stops instead of, like, venues?
Well, I mean, the cool sounding answer is that I like to give something back and kind of bring foot traffic through comic stores. I like to have shows where it's comfortable for people to come to. It's like more laid back. It's not, you know, you don't have to wait in line and you don't have to like sit around for an hour in a music venue and wait for it to start. And it's a lot easier to talk to people after the show. But the not cool answer is that because they end earlier and I can go get a nice dinner afterwards and then go have a full night's sleep because I have the soul of a 89-year-old man. I like the idea of seeing comic stores that have a good community and kind of addressing people who are going to get all the comic things that I talk about. Because I do some shows where I'm like, who in here knows this? And it's like, nobody. And it's like, all right, this song's going to be terrible for you then. So just fall asleep for 2 minutes and we'll get through this. So it's just nice to be around people that get the references to things that I talk about.
Cool. All right. So what was your favorite, other than Modern Myths, what was your one of your favorite stops on this tour?
Oh, man. Well, I have a lot of friends in Somerville, Massachusetts, and there's a place called Kamikaze that I think is a really great store. The other stores that I've been to are pretty much the first times I've been there. I went to the comic shop in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm going to go to Double Midnight Comics in Manchester, New Hampshire. And is that it? Am I forgetting somebody? No. I've definitely done this. Like, I know a lot of stores in Middle America and Texas and in the South and on the West Coast. And it's just like, it's nice because you get to see people running a good business and kind of really, you know, they give a damn about having a good community around it. So.
All right. And just one more thing, over the last song you were talking about, like being, how it's about being a geek and how you love, just absorbing as much information as possible. I was wondering if you could, you know, repeat that story for everybody that's listening now.
Oh, okay. I actually have a longer story about that.
Go for it.
So, the idea is that, like, I was having a conversation with some of my friends, and we're talking about how sad we were that, like, one day we're going to die, and that there's going to probably be, like, another, you know, like, there's going to be, like, an awesome Marvel movie after we die and we're never going to see it, you know? And like, and it was talking about how, like, you know, we're going to have to wait. It was probably back when we were like, we got to wait so long to see this movie, even though now the years just fly by and all of a sudden you're just like, oh, there's another Thor movie. And we were just saying how, like, there are people who would be like, oh man, well, I'm never going to be able to see everything. And, you know, one day I'm going to be warm food in the ground. So why even bother seeing all this other stuff if it's just going to keep coming in this big avalanche? And we were talking about how, like, we don't understand that logic at all because you just, like, should be happy with the Batmans that you see now. And it was this weird, it was a whole conversation about mortality and, like, how you're going to die and you're not going to get to see everything that you want to see because someday there's going to be this amazing movie that's going to be there.
And how so, like, the worst thing that in that conversation was, like, we're going to die.
And we won't see the next Batman.
And we won't see the next Batman movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's horrible.
Exactly. Like, if we lived the most paragon healthy life and we lived to 150 or whatever and we ate kale every day and vitamins and never did any vice, we would still never see what may one day be the awesomest Batman movie in the history of time. And how kind of sad that is. But then we kind of was just like, well, we're just going to see as much cool stuff as we can. And that's kind of been like the way that we see things now. So people are always like, oh, there's a better thing out there. Or, oh, like, they're just going to reboot it. And it's like, who cares? Like, we get to watch it now and like, just enjoy it now. And that's kind of like what we've, like, our positive enthusiasm. We try to like instill in what we do art wise. Cause I have friends that draw comics and they write comics, make music, make video and photography. And I think a lot of it is like the older we get, the more we don't want to be as cynical and bitter anymore. We just want to enjoy things and like, don't care if people hate on it. Like, I love Man of Steel and I don't care if everyone was like, I hate Man of Steel. Like, it's the worst. And yeah, it's not Superman. It's like, I loved it. And like, I don't have a problem with people hating on it, but I will continue to love it. So
yeah, I'm with you. Never understood the hate on that, but
I'll also say, man, I watch all these DC animated movies,
yeah,
and there is just as much city destruction in every single DC animated movie as there is in Man of Steel. And I get it. It's an animated movie. That's real. Real. But like, I also watched Wonder Woman, and I was like, man, they cut the head off of Lincoln at the Lincoln Memorial and like blow up the Washington Monument. I'm just like, how is this any better than what we saw in Metropolis, a fake city, and they're just like destroying the wading pool and all this. I'm just like, well, this is exactly the same thing, but I've never heard anyone be like, Wonder Woman is the most violent thing I've ever seen in animated form. I'm getting on a tangent, so I should probably
That's fine. So where can we find all of your stuff?
You can find it at adamwarrock.com. It's with two R's. It's like war and rock. I'm on Twitter at hugewarrock, E-U-G-E, and facebook.com/AdamWarrock. That's pretty much it. Everything there will direct you to things to do and listen to.
The things will direct you to things that'll be...
Yeah.
That'll be things.
I'll get a hit for every one of them. Just clicking through. But yeah, just go to AdamWarrock.com. Everything's there.
Cool. Thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem.